Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, March 6th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, tech, and science. But first, you'll be interested to know 125 years ago, today, in 1899, the German company Bayer first trademarked the name aspirin. Aspirin's history spans over 3,500 years, starting from ancient Sumerian and Egyptian use of willow bark as a painkiller to its synthesis in 1897 by Felix Hoffmann. Its role has evolved from an antipyretic to a key player in preventing cardiovascular diseases and, more recently, as a potential cancer preventive agent. And now that we've learned something, it's time for the SURF report. A small-scale, low-pressure system will bring a west-northwest swell mix to the North Pacific coast for the rest of the week, promising fun conditions on Friday morning, with a decent pulse of northwest wind swell and improved offshore wind. Expect steep-angled northwest pulses around Sunday, bringing some fun for exposed spots. The South Pacific will see a modest, fun zone south-southwest swell over the weekend, with average breaks at waist high and standout spots reaching chest to shoulder high. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2-plus feet in a short window until 10 a.m. with very little wind. After that, it's looking unrideable. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with the 5-foot high tide, when the western swell is 1.5 feet at 15 seconds. The first high tide Wednesday will be 5 feet at 5:30 a.m. with a -1-foot low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and 53 degrees with little wind. The sunset will take place at 5:50, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:08. It looks like we're in for some rain today, but mainly after 4 p.m. We'll have a high near 60, with wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Chance of rain is 80%, with amounts of between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Tonight, rain and possibly a thunderstorm before 10 p.m., then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m., then another chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. with a low around 55. South wind will be 5 to 10 mile per hour, and chance of rain is 80%, with new amounts between a quarter and half of an inch. Looking ahead in the weather. Thursday starts with a slight chance of showers before 10 a.m., then partly sunny, reaching 60 degrees, with a low of 54. Friday through Sunday promises sunny to mostly sunny skies, with highs around 62 degrees. Nightly lows from Friday to Sunday night will hover around 53, under mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Encinitas Arts Commission has made its selection of 5 unique sculptures for public art displays around the city. These artworks range from a figure engrossed in a cell phone to green whimsical beings, and are set to enhance various popular locations for 2 years, with a possible extension to 3. Additionally, a sculpture not chosen for these sites has been recommended for a temporary display. At the soon-to-be-opened Pacific View Art Center, a decision made after the initial selection process. This move to include the Pacific View site came unexpectedly, but offers a timely opportunity for the center's grand opening, despite concerns about public input on the selection. The selected sculptures were part of a competitive process, drawing over 1,000 public comments on the final options from an initial 38 submissions, showcasing the community's active engagement in the city's artistic endeavors. Now on to sports. The Oakland Athletics, alongside their design teams, unveiled the architectural plans for their new $1.5 billion stadium in Las Vegas, featuring a design reminiscent of the iconic Sydney Opera House. Scheduled to open in 2028, this 33,000-seat dome stadium will offer fans a unique viewing experience with a glass window beyond the outfield, showcasing the Las Vegas Strip. An innovative 18,000-square-foot video board, set to be the largest in Major League Baseball, will also be part of the stadium's state-of-the-art features. Positioned on a 9-acre plot, within a larger 35-acre site owned by Bally's, the stadium's funding includes $380 million in taxpayer money, highlighting the project's significance to Las Vegas and Southern Nevada. While MLB owners have approved the A's relocation, the team is exploring temporary homes, including extending their lease at the Oakland Coliseum, as they navigate the transition to Las Vegas amidst various logistical issues. It was a slow night for sports in Southern California last night, but we had the LA Kings skating at home against the Vancouver Canucks. The Kings came away with a loss 2-1. And tonight, the Lakers are at home playing the Sacramento Kings, the Clippers are on the road to take on the Rockets, and the Ducks are at home playing the Senators. In top news, a bipartisan coalition of U.S. lawmakers has introduced legislation aimed at requiring ByteDance, the Chinese parent company of TikTok, to divest the app within 6 months or face a ban in the United States, highlighting national security concerns. This legislative effort marks a significant push against TikTok, which has previously resisted attempts at regulation or banning, despite extensive lobbying efforts. The proposed bill would make it illegal for app stores like Apple and Google to offer TikTok or provide web hosting services to any ByteDance-controlled apps if divestment does not occur within the specified timeframe. TikTok responded by arguing that the bill essentially constitutes a ban and would infringe on the First Amendment rights of 170 million American users and the interests of 5 million small businesses that utilize the platform. The Biden administration has expressed support for the bill, viewing it as a crucial step in addressing the potential risks posed by foreign-operated tech services that could compromise Americans' sensitive data and national security. In business news, Coinbase Global stock is experiencing a surge, largely attributed to the dramatic increase in Bitcoin's value. However, the outcome of an imminent court decision poses a significant impact on the company's future and the broader crypto market. The case in question, filed by the SEC against Coinbase for allegedly operating an unregistered securities exchange, awaits a ruling from U.S. District Judge Catherine Polk Fala on the SEC's regulatory authority over much of the crypto sector. Should Judge Fala decide against the SEC's oversight, it could greatly benefit Coinbase and similar crypto ventures, potentially weakening SEC Chair Gary Gensler's enforcement capabilities against them for alleged regulatory breaches. Despite the legal uncertainties, Coinbase has witnessed a 29% increase in its stock value this year, buoyed by Bitcoin's impressive performance, which briefly reached a new high this week. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is currently just over $66,000. Ethereum is over $3,700. And Solana is $127. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Roku users found themselves in a bind this week when they were required to agree to new dispute resolution terms before they could access their TVs and streaming devices, essentially rendering the devices unusable without consent. The update, which includes a mandatory arbitration agreement preventing lawsuits against Roku, also introduces an informal dispute resolution section, further distancing users from potential legal action. This move has sparked widespread dissatisfaction among users, many of whom were unaware of the changes until their devices were locked, forcing them to agree to continue usage. Users wishing to opt out of these terms have a narrow window of 30 days from the notice and must send a written notice directly to Roku's general counsel, a process criticized for its inconvenience and lack of transparency. Despite the uproar, Roku has not provided an official statement regarding the update, leaving users to navigate the new terms and their implications on their own, highlighting the growing tension between tech companies and consumer rights. And in entertainment news, New Kids on the Block are making a grand return with Still Kids, their first album in over a decade, set to release on May 17th. Their new single, Kids, co-written and co-produced by David Stewart and Luke Batt, kicks off this new era with an upbeat vibe, embodying a blend of pop anthems and love songs. With features from DJ Jazzy Jeff and Taylor Dane, the album promises a mix of dance tracks and grooves, cementing the band's legacy and connection with their fans, known as the Blockheads. The band's Magic Summer Tour this year, alongside DJ Jazzy Jeff and Taylor Dane, will bring these new tracks to fans across North America, starting June 14th in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, in honor of the New Kids on the Block's new album, I leave you with this.